Okay, we're at the Sibit Samaches, Halacha Dalit. We'll come back and do some of the Sha'adim, Mitzvah Halacha a little bit later. Let's just first try to go through the Simon very quickly. The next halacha is Yesh Lama Ba'amida Lechatchila. Tefillah Stel should be said when you're standing. What? A Sif Dalit. Sif Dalit. It's on page Shin Mem Gimel. Shin Mem Gimel Simon Samaches Halacha Dalit. Yesh Lama Ba'amida Lechatchila. Tefillah Stel should be said when you are standing. The Imhu Reichev Oichelech Bagala. If you are riding in a wagon or traveling a wagon, if you can stop the wagon in the middle, on the side of the road, that would be ideal. Mishum derachov kimahalich dami, because when you're riding, when you are in motion, that's the status of walking, and that's not the right thing. I mean, that's not the right. It's not correct. Amida means you should be stationary. You should not be in motion. So if you are moving,
sitting in a car.
Right. We can't do this. We're not knowing this. It's not shaykh. It's not possible.
Very famous story with Lubavitch. He went to Catskills and they pulled to the side of the road. They stopped to say,
okay, that's not advisable for the average person. We all know pulling to the side of the road is very dangerous. There are always horror stories you hear about policemen and officers that get killed and get injured when they pull over to the side of the road. And if you ever had the unfortunate experience being pulled over on the road, which I've had, and you have a conversation with an officer, and after you settle the issue, either to your liking or to your disliking, they tell you very carefully, okay, go back. And they tell you, be very careful. They tell you, don't pull into the highway. Go drive on the shoulder, pick up speed until you reach, and then pull over. They're very mocked. By law, they have to tell you this. Sure. Because if they go and they pull you over, and then all of a sudden, okay, you turn, and before you know, the cars are zooming by 70 miles an hour, you don't even realize how fast. And if there's a little bit of a bend on the road, and you're just going to pull into the road, and you have to pick up speed from 0 to 70 miles an hour in an old car, Rachman Litzlan, and who's the one that caused this all to happen? The police officer. What did he pull you over for? Just for fun. Just to have a conversation with you for no reason. It's serious business. It's not, when they go pull you over, they're taking a big risk. They're taking a risk. And that's what they tell you. Don't. They only pull you over in certain parts of the road where they actually construct the highway where you can speed up on the shoulder.
Many highways don't have a shoulder.
So they don't give tickets on those. Those are the good highways to speed on. It's not a joke. Really, it's not a joke.
They pull you off at the next exit.
They follow you. Right, if they have time. It's a big tircha for them, but they do sometimes. They follow you for miles.
The best time to speed is at the change of shift.
They follow you for miles. They'll follow you for 10 minutes.
If an airline is going, you have to pull over to the next lane.
New law, it's
old
law.
But it's been people don't know it that well.
You can't.
What do you mean? Turn to the right. Pull to the right. There's an emergency vehicle.
What he's saying is, if you see a policeman pulled over, you have to go to the left lane. You're not allowed to pass.
Oh, really?
If you're passing, you have to pass to the extreme left.
Really?
Because you have to leave the lane.
And hitting the people.
Wow. Okay, I don't know that. But you told me. Okay. But it's a sakana. I mean, there's no posting design as that.
The
makam shi'esh hazeka matzui. You don't say shluchim b'sevim mizakin. So obviously, no one's going to pull over today on the side of the road to say tefillas derech, say tefillas derech. So, and also the driver, of course, should not be saying tefillas derech because he can't go read and text and his cell phone. Someone in the car should be saying tefillas derech, and the driver answers, amen, is yeter shemeya koineh.
So there's a tzedakah where you give them the money and they have a whole bunch of kids saying Tillman.
Oh.
When you're driving, doctor.
Let's go further.
Whatever.
Okay, this is nonsense.
Give them the money, they'll figure it out.
Okay, let's go further.
There's no ideas philosophy.
Halacha hey, ein oymasa ella pa machas bechol yom shuhoilach. You only say once a day. Everyone agrees that the most you say once a day. You're traveling. If you are traveling, you only say it once a day. Aval im chana beezir al das lolun sham. Let's say you reach your destination and you enter a hotel, motel, whatever it is, and then you suddenly have a change of mind. The food is no good, or the host is not very nice, and you decide, you know what, we're going to leave. The achar kach nimlach, you change your mind. Yotzei mimenu lavar chutzla or loshuv lebeis. So you want to go home? Oymar pam shenis, because that was not your original intent. Your original intent was you're going, you're reaching destination, you're not going. But now that you change your mind, it's like a new trip. You have to make a new bracha. Im hoylech biyom of laila or shohay lon shloim makom yishuv. If you travel by yom of laila, you don't stop. Or shohay lon shloim makom yishuv. Or you stop over in the middle of the road, in the middle of the night, not in the place of Yishuv. Pam harishoyna oimra b'chassima. So the first time that you do this, he's making some type of pshara. The first time you do this, he said b'chassima. V'shar hayamim oimim b'loy chassima. So I don't know why there should be a difference, but that's what he says. The first time...
Well, the first time you didn't know it was going to happen.
Okay, so the second time you expected. Okay, interesting, okay. Can it spoil el dad? Okay, fine. So the first time you make a bracha with the chasim, Baruch Atah Hashem Shmei Tefillin, V'shar Hayam Oim B'loi Chasima. Ki Kol Zman Shlolon B'mokam Yishuv. If you don't stop over in a place of Yishuv, Nechshav HaKol Kederich Achas, it's considered to be one long journey. And we discussed yesterday three different opinions. The Mikra Adin, according to one opinion, if it's one long journey, you don't stop, even though it's a new calendar, new day, it doesn't make a difference. The bracha you said in the beginning counts for the entire trip. Halacha Vav. Terem tzei sola derech yesh lalitin stok. Okay, this is a very nice minute. Before you travel on a trip, before you go to Eretz Yisrael, you go on a trip which involves a kishkim stok, shnemar tzapasek. Tzedek lefanav yehalech, v'yosem laderech pa'amav. Which simply means that a person should go in a way of righteousness, and he shall set his feet to go in that way. But the Gemara makes a drasha, we make a drasha, tzedek refers to tzedakah. That a person should, the tzedakah should go before the person. The zechus of giving tzedakah should go before the person, and then he should go and travel v'yosem laderech pa'amav, he should set his feet out on the road where he travels. The yesh little person is going on a long trip, you should get a bracha before you leave. It's very minik der charetz. You always see this, people going away. It's a very nice thing. They go over to the Rav in the morning before you go, and you say, Avios. Good luck.
Especially if you have a minion, because you want him to prepare for another guy.
You tell the people who you have respect for, you tell them, I'm leaving. Yesh l'rishus megdom shibuyir shivarcho eso shiatzliach darko. V'yesh l'shtadl shilavo eso izanoshim. There is such a custom. He discussed this in more detail in a few moments. You're supposed to be malave. When a person leaves, you're supposed to be escorted by someone. V'hamahalach esel v'hamalave es chaveroi. The person that escorts you, this should go and should wait, should stand in his place until the person is traveling can no longer be seen by the one that is escorting him. That's what the proper thing to do. It's very common when you have a guest, you invite someone for a meal, and then he leaves. You don't just say to him bye bye. You can find the door yourself. It's proper derech eretz, even though you're not going on a long trip. You're just going around the corner. But it's proper derech eretz to open the door and to walk out to go walk out with him. Dalid amos. And certainly when you're escorting a person to go on a longer trip. When you give a bracha to a person who's going on a trip, be careful, don't say the person lech bishalom. Don't say the letter beis, because the letter beis means death. It's an expression that you should reach your final destination, a capital F, which means go to a place and stop and go no further. Which means death. Ela leich lishalayim. Lamed has a connotation that you should go further and further and further. You're not really, there's no real end. Where's the makar for this? Shaharei David Amar Avshalom leich bishalom. Now Avshalom wanted to, told David he wants to go visit one of his relatives, told Bishop with the base, and what happened? That started the rebellion, and the end was he was killed, he was hung by his own hair. Halach v'nisla, he was hung by his own hair, hanged. the Yisro Sha'amar Lemosha Lech Lishlom. When Moshe asked Rishus from Yisro, can I go back to Klal Yisro to Mitzrayim to save my brethren, to see what's doing? Yisro said Lech Lishlom. Olav Hitzlichni was successful. Kishahu Baderech Yasek Bat Hora Shenemar Uvelech Techa Vaderech. You shall learn Torah when you're traveling on the road. V'yom b'chol yom is a mizmor Tehillim Bekavano V'Hachna. While you're traveling, it's a sakana, and it's proper to be marbin Tehillim when you are on the road. V'yizor sheyehelo pas imo, always have food with you. Afilo hoylech b'mokam karov gam yesh l'likach. Another thing, you should take imo tzitzis shemati parcel tzitzis v'lo yasig acheres. Your tzitzis may become postal and you will not find another to replace it. Obviously, because we live in a different type of world where you can get these things are available, food is available wherever you go, and you can find tzitzis. And in the community, you can go into a local Judaica store and buy tzitzis. And our tzitzis also, are much higher quality. So it's not likely that they will be nifsak so quickly. In the olden days, tzitzis were very shach. It was very easy for tzitzis to become possible. Today, tzitzis are very good quality, unless you really abuse your tzitzis to make them become possible. The yispatul mitzvah, le'elam yikonis adam b'chi toiv, a person should always come when it's, should enter when it's the light. The Yetzei B'chitov, the person will hear, the Pesach says in the bottom, that Bizman Azeh, when I know this, because all the roads are well lit, or many of the roads. We have lights, cars have lights, so therefore the Sakonis have the same, therefore we're not makbid on this at all, Bizman Azeh. Perish Kesh, Yikonis Arvis Lubei Samalon, Yikonis Be'od HaChamo Zarachas, Uchlomach HaYamten Ad HaNetz HaChamo, Yetzei, wait until sunrise before you leave. V'oz Tov Lo, Kemo Shekosu, V'yar Lo Kem Esor Ki Toiv. Lo Yoichal Harbei Kishu Baderech, this is just a matter of practical matter. Matters, you should not eat because it's going to get you tired and you're going to lose your concentration and you're going to fall asleep behind the wheel. Zayin. When you go and you stay at a motel, make sure the kashrus is okay. What's it talking about then?
That they're not thieves.
Okay.
They're honest people.
Honest people, okay. They're not going to kill you in the middle of the night.
Right.
They're serious, right. Sarach ledachtig im alabayis v'anshe beso heima kishem v'nemonim. V'im roi tzalecha bosa b'mokam shenu yodu alo. Tzach lachav lidrash heitev mihu ha-shechet u'mihu ha-rav ha-mashkiach. Alav kibav nosenu ha-rabim rabba ha-machshela. There are many stumbling blocks. V'ha-maskil yavin. U'mikol shken b'yayin asher b'av nosenu ha-rabim rabu ha-misportzim. Many wines are not kosher. Yeah, it's touched by goyim. It's yayin mesach. U'tzrichem chakir u'drisho. You have to be very careful when it comes to kashrus when you are traveling. When you daven shachris in the morning, see, the mode of traveling in ancient times obviously was very different than our time. So people were traveling, it was a very big sakana, and it appears that people were not makbit to put on a talis gadol. They daven the arai, they just put on their tefillin very quickly, if even that, and they daven a very quick davening. It's not proper, your person should put on the talis as well. What was the reason why people would not put on a talis gadol? They did not want to make a commotion, they didn't want to stand out. I guess if you put on a talis, you're advertising that you're Jewish. It's not a very good idea in a place where they don't like Jews. And why don't I need a talis gadol when I am wearing a talis katan? So I'm already yoytze to the midst of tzitzis. The answer is, first of all, it's not proper. You have to have a problem with the talis gadol. Number two, the talis katan was probably possible. Scary business. I mean, that's what he says. It might be possible.
So what does he give us?
He doesn't say it's possible. He says it's not the
shir. Rachoik sheye kashir. It's possible. Right? It's
not.
You're not yoytze. You're not yoytze to the midst of tzitzis. The midst, the kind of midst. You're not yoytze. Therefore,
the
well, who's making a bracha? You don't make a bracha on talis katan. If you don't take it off, if you don't take off the talis katan, you don't make a new bracha the next morning. So the person is on the road, l'chora, he's not taking it off, he's not making a bracha, but he's just saying that you're not going to be yoytze to the mitzvah because the size of the talis is too small.
The situation you just mentioned, right, where you don't want to publicize that you're Jewish or whatever the reasons are, malkum sakana. So what would the kids just say? You should
maybe the chamira sakanta yosem. If that would have to be the case, then you should not do it. It'll be a sakana. A sakana. A sakana. You shouldn't do it. It's a sakana. I just read last night a fascinating article about what it's life in prison. In prison, they don't let you wear tzitzis. They don't let you wear tzitzis. And this certain prisoner, they were describing this article, and there was a maisel where a person, he put on tzitzis, and he was a whole horror story. Even bizman hazeh, it's not so, you have to be sensitive. He put on tzitzis. What is a guy looks at tzitzis? What is a pair of tzitzis? We Baruch Hashem, we don't have that problem. But you leave the immediate vicinity of from Jews of New York or you're in a place where you're not supposed to be, they're very sensitive to this thing. And here it says, if you have the opportunity, the ability, don't lose the opportunity. You should put on a talus gadol. Im holach biraglov, azai, if a person is walking biraglov, you're walking on your feet, azai, kishoim rapasak shma yisrael, v'chule baruch shem kum alchus, v'lam v'etzach lam v'gishicham and libo, hate it. This is Mishnah Masech the Brachos. You have to stop. A person has to stand still when he says the bracha, shma, the pasuk shma, yisrael baruch shem, and the rest you can continue while you're moving. V'imroichev v'yoshev v'agol mutar. If you're not walking, you're sitting in a wagon, on a plane, in a car, then of course there's no problem. You can say shma. Uvitzfilas shmon eshe yamoid lechatchila. You should stand. V'im hu nachutz ledarko. If you're in a rush, im yochel amo lechalapachas b'sholish habrachos harishonas v'sholish habrachos achronos mutav. If you can stop and stand for the first three and the last three, excellent. V'im lav yispal miyusha bagolo. The next best thing is to sit when you're saying Shmona Esrei. V'yasa hakriyos miyushav. When you're sitting, you also bow. Or if you're sitting when you're saying Shmona Esrei, when you come to the first bracha, you bow, you bend your head. V'yamnam yoyse tov sheyispal lafilu miyad ba'alois ha-shachar. This is very important. If you have an opportunity to daven a regular Shmona Esrei ba'alois ha-shachar, now that's not the ideal time to daven. Alois ha-shachar is 72 minutes, according to us, is 72 minutes before sunrise. That's not the ideal time to daven. The ideal time to daven is Mishayakir. Mishayakir is approximately 40 minutes before sunrise. There are different ranges of opinions. Between 30 and 50 minutes before sunrise is the Zman of Mishayakir. 72 minutes is certainly a Zman when you can't, pitch black dark outside for all practical purposes. So are you allowed to daven Shachris at that point in time? So the answer is no, it's not ideal. It's not the ideal thing to daven Shachris at that point in time. But if you have a choice between davening Shachar, starving Shmon Esrei, Alois HaShachar, and standing for the entire Shmon Esrei and davening a regular Shmon Esrei, that is preferred over davening Mishayakir 30 minutes before Shkia, when you're going to have to daven, say the Shmon Esrei when you're sitting down. That would be preferred. That's what he paskins. The Amnam Yoiser Toiv, and it's preferred Shispal Afil Miyod Balois HaShachar to daven a proper Shmon Esrei. And another example, God Mincha Afil Miyad Chatzi Shachar Chatzay Sayom. He's not a fan, the kid Shachar is not a fan of what many of us do. We daven Mincha Gedola. And we're all brainwashed today in this world that it's a hinder. It's a hinder to daven Mincha as early as possible. Yeshivas, when they daven Mincha, they daven at 1 o'clock, 1:45, 12 o'clock, 12:45, whatever it is, they daven as early as possible. You're going to want to get it out of the way. You want to get Mincha out of the way so you have the rest of the day free to do whatever you want. So we think it's a maila. Zerizim magdinu lemitzvahs. It's not a maila, it's a chasaran. The ideal time to daven Mincha is at the end of the day. Shachar is the beginning of the day, Mincha is at the end of the day. Or Mincha Gitana, that would be really the best thing. Mincha Gitana, that's impossible every single day to change times when Mincha Gitana to follow Mincha Gitana. But that is really the ideal thing to do. So here he's frowning upon people who are davening Mincha Gedola at 1 o'clock, but he says, listen, if you're going on the road, and if you're going to wait at that Mincha at the end of the day, you're going to have to be davening on a plane, and you're going to be sitting in your chair, because they're not going to let you get up and daven in the back, or make a Chal Hashem, so you're going to be davening in your chair, Shemona Esrei. So you know what, it's Kedai for you on this day, to go and daven Mincha at 1:45, before you leave for the airport. But otherwise, according to the kids, it would be ideal you should daven Bizman, and when the day is over, the gam mincha afilu miyod chatzis shah chatzis hayom, it's kedai. B'diavad, what we will do lechatchila many times, it's kedai. Kedai sheyuchal espalu meumad koroi proper. Before you daven, you have to wash your hands, and we learned that you have to travel to a certain distance, travel backwards, travel forwards. This was discussed before. We're not so. There are halachas. You have to. How much you have? I don't remember the details. Go forward is more. 72 minutes. Backwards only 18 minutes. 1 mil versus 4 mil. Okay. Now halacha lemaisa on a plane. The big machlokes apoyskim. Most posts that I've heard, most reliable posts that I'm familiar with, are of the opinion that on a plane you should sit in your seat. You should not risk. It's a risk. You should not risk making a chil Hashem and disturbing your fellow. Forget about it, even on a Goyish plane, for sure not. But even to go El Al. And you have an El Al, you have even from Jews. But it's an inconvenience for them. There are people, there are elderly people who need to go to the Beis HaKisei, who need to walk around. And by you congregating in the back, you're causing an inconvenience either for other people who are Shomer Torah Mitzvah. So and certainly, it's a Chil Hashem, for the people that are not religious, or people that are non-Jews. So most of the places that I am familiar with are very much in favor of sitting in your seat and not davening with a minion on a plane. If you're so machped on a minion, so arrange your flight, arrange to fly at a time when you don't have to daven, don't have to daven on the plane, when you can daven before you go, when you can come back. Yeah, if already...
Planes,
what?
What if your fellow passengers...
So you have to play it by ear. They all tell you, listen, if you're on a plane and the plane is staffed empty and there's no big deal and the airline is very accommodating and El Al now, it's all a matter of business and El Al, they want to accommodate you, they want the business and they know about it.
That's El Al.
El Al, even other airlines, there's some of the other airlines, even American Airlines, they during the season when everyone's going to the seminaries back and forth, going to yeshiva, so they do know, they don't know, they're accommodating, not accommodating. You can't generalize.
Why can't you say Shema next to the lady?
You can't. As long as she's dressed. As long as she's dressed. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I don't know where you. I don't know where you fly. Shocking.
You never looked up there.
Now we
got it. You never looked up there. You were excited. I'm
just saying. You saw some United Arab Emirates.
Listen, this is all a matter of seichel. It's all a matter of seichel, what to do in every situation. If you can dine with me on a plane, because it's not to hate. If it's not going to create a disturbance. I don't know. I've never been on a flight where dining with a minion was pleasant. Unless they dive in so fast.
It was Aloe that blew Shachar.
They dive in so fast, I don't know how they can dive in. Dive in 10 minutes, the whole Shachar. It's not Kedai. It's really not Kedai. Just sit in your seat and relax and dive in a long Shemona Esrei. Read what it says in the English for once. For a change, learn what you're saying. It's an experience to daven for real. It's a real experience. You have an opportunity. Where are you going? You're a captive on an airplane, so you might as well have a good davening.
Are you allowed to say Shemoneh Esrei while you're walking?
No. He says B'dievid. I think he says B'dievid. You can. Right, so B'dievid, you can. It seems.
Being forced to walk for some reason. Really, like you're in a snowstorm.
There are Holocaust stories like that, where they would during a march, as they were marching, they would dive in. It was Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Those are unusual circumstances. Yeah.
If there's such a thing, what is the ideal time to daven?
Ideal when the Mincha Ketana is the ideal time, because that's when the Karban Tumen was offered. The Mincha Ketana is an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset is Mincha Ketana, Plag Mincha. That is when the Karban Tumen was offered, and that is the ideal time, because since our Mincha is Keneged, the Karban Tumen shall bein Harbayim, and that's when it was offered. That's the ideal time to daven. The second best time to daven is the end of the day. The end of the day, Hasidim, they like, they dive in at with Shkia, with sunset. Because, yeah, that's what the Hasidim do, because that way you seal the day. Davening Mincha, the end of the day, is equivalent to davening Vasikin. Why do people daven Vasikin? Vasikin is when as soon as the day starts, as soon as sunrise, with the rising of the sun, you want to right away give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davening at the very end of the day is equivalent to davening Kivasikin for Shachris. It's just the end of the day, the beginning of the day, it's the equivalent at the end of the day. And that in the last 10 minutes, most shuls have a minyan bizman. That's the very last 10 minutes. They do that not because of Mincha Ketana, because they want to be able to daven Ma'ariv. They want to be able to daven Ma'ariv when it's at least semi-dark. They're not going to wait that long. The longer you wait, the better it is. It's not all or nothing. Not like you have to wait until 72 minutes after sunset to daven Ma'ariv. The more you wait after sunset, the more of a hiddur it is. So if you're going to have arranged Mincha to be an hour and 15 minutes before Shkia, and then they're going to daven Ma'ariv right away. First of all, you're getting involved in what's called Tarte de Sasre. It's really too early to daven Ma'ariv. If you consider this time to be called a time for Mincha, it's too early to daven marv. At least if you daven 10 minutes before sunset, so you daven marv after the sun and sunset. So then it's not a contradiction. It's the concept called katarti desasrei. And the second advantage is you daven at least when it's semi-dark. But ideally, the best time to daven mincha will be an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, and the ideal time to daven Maariv is the beginning of night. When is the beginning of night? So you have to decide when you hold night begins. If you hold the night begins 15 minutes after sunset, that will be the ideal time to daven Maariv. If you have the opinion that night begins 60 minutes or 72 minutes, that will be the ideal time to daven Maariv. To daven Maariv 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, to go to Linda's at 12 o'clock, that's not ideal. That's not ideal because you're already past the beginning of the night. We live in a complicated world. We have no choice. We have a set time. You daven Maariv 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, winter, summer, spring, fall. That's how it is. We daven Mincha early because we're going to forget. We live in a world where we have excuses for everything, and rightfully so. Practical purposes, absolutely. And it used to be a very nice minig, which now has become already a relic of the past, where you the shuls were set up where people, the rabbanim would want to be sure that everyone would learn something every single day.
Learn mishnayis.
Between mincha and maariv, there's a break between mincha and maariv, whether it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, why? For one purpose only. People who come to mincha should learn something. Not years ago, people don't learn. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, just saying Kriya Shema, even though Mikra didn't even kind of the mitzvah, but there's something, you should hear a halacha, you should hear a mishnah, hear a halacha, so there's a break between mincha and maariv. I heard now a certain shul, they did away with it, no more. A whole
many shuls at the end of davening.
Yeah, they say halacha in the morning.
Yeah.
In the morning, because people go off to work.
There's a Sephardi minhag that by Yankel Akenu, when you say Amar Abulazim, they actually say two halachas inside because you're saying.
You sing a mishnah, Kadosh Rabbanan. Kol Hashem Zmechus, so you have to actually learn a new halacha. Okay, let's go further. Halacha test. Hamahalich baderech v'yigia eis ha'ichel v'lemotza mayim. You reach your destination, you want to drink, you're eating, there's no water. Nisparbi simen mem sif, yudalu simen mem beis sif, you test, nisparbi sha'ichel pas also lotzei simen v'koymoy at shivach b'chaz ha'mazan. So those halachos already will explain what you do when there's no water. You're not allowed to touch the bread. If you have no water, you really mechuyev to travel 72 minutes forward or 18 minutes backwards to have fine water. If it's the distance is more than that, then the solution is don't touch the bread. You can make hamotzi lechem in aretz and put on gloves or touch the bread through a wrapper. That's the solution. Now, let's say you want a bench. You're not allowed to leave until you recite Birchas Hamazon. No excuse. I'll say Birchas Hamazon on the road. You have to recite Birchas Hamazon at the place we're at the rest stop. Over Simon Memdal Sevav, the Sparsh Tzokh Lavach, the Yushav Davka, you have to recite Birchas Hamazon when you're sitting, not when you're walking. If you eat when you're walking, then you're allowed to bench while you're walking. But because you're not going to be able to have kavana, sometimes you will have more kavana when you're traveling than when you are stationary. It's not ideal, but if you have no choice, sometimes you have no choice, then But if you ate miyushav, then the birchas must be said when you're sitting down. Halacha yud. Kitzas nehagim shabiyosam bederech meichlam bebayis beisav lechavim ein mevarchem bezimun mishum deloy have kivius. Amazing halacha. Okay, if you eat in a home, this kitzas, not even at the stop of McDonald's. Ever stop by McDonald's or some rest stop? And you sit down there and have a meal, and you buy something or you bring with you food and you take a table either inside or outside. So it says here in Frederick Chiddush, eating in a Goyish house, a Goyish location, a restaurant. You have three or four people, you don't recite Zimun. Ein mevarchem bezimun mishum deloy havi kvias. Amazing halacha. He disagrees. That's ktsas. But he holds mikra din, you should make birchstin. You gotta be very careful. You know, you go to these rest stops on the road, they don't know what Jews look like. We think we live in New York. In New York, everyone knows a Jew. Everyone knows what a Jew looks like. Everyone knows all the halachas. But you go out to Connecticut, you go out to Boston.
They don't talk about
in New York, they all know. Anywhere in New York, they'll know about Jews.
No, Holy Name
in New Yorkers, they all know Jews.
You go to the regular cafeteria in Holy Name or whatever. And
no, they vary. They have Shabbos elevated kosher food.
I know that.
But they don't talk about that.
I don't know. He didn't see America.
No.
He didn't know from America. But they look at you like you have horns. They really want to see your horns. They want to see your horns. And also, you know, you go travel on the road, these rest stops. The people that are on the rest stops, they're not from New York. These people are also from all over the country. They're traveling on these highways. They're travelers. They're tourists, and they've never seen a Jew. They look at you like you're from Mars. Skullcap. Skullcap. Tzitzis. And when they see a chevra, a whole group of people, a family, a religious family with a wife and five kids, like, what in the world is going on here? And they look at you and they watch every move. I once went out of town to an airport. I daven mincha, and I was surrounded by a security team. They thought I was about to blow up a bomb. I was saying my last prayers in an airport. In an airport. Out of town.
In the old days when you were in these strange towns.
That was true story.
When you were in these strange towns, you daven mincha and telephone.
Right. No telephone booths anymore.
No more telephone
booths. Cell phones. No more Superman.
You went to the phone booth.
You stand there.
You stand there.
You daven mincha. You say...
There's no more telephone booth.
No, I guess he didn't know from America. This was the 1890s. This before America, yeah.
Isn't it a sakana to look different?
Yeah, it is. It is.
I mean, I used to travel.
You got to dress the part. You got to dress the part.
You have to look like.
Yeah. Sakon, absolutely. They look at you like you're from Mars. Definitely.
New Jersey in 1959, I was a young boy, and they asked me, where's my horn?
Yeah. I remember my Rebbe, Nathan Rebbe, he used to go to St. Louis. He was in the Kol in St. Louis. So he had all these stories about St. Louis. He's learned it for a couple of years. And he really told us, as he go travel, he used to go to Bar, he lived in Borough Park. If a young, he would drive from New Borough Park to Yontif. The stories he had for us, traveling back and forth to Yontif, where are your horns? They want to see the horns. Okay, today it's, I don't know, not that degree, but it's definitely a sakana. It's scary. Let's go from the so he says here, this is an amazing halacha. Not everyone knows the halacha. That there's such a concept that it's not called a kvius when you make a zimun in the home of a non-Jew or in an establishment, a non-Jewish establishment. Again, the Kitzur rejects the halacha, but it's kedai to appreciate the halacha of those who have this custom, because it's not called a kvius. I've not yet ever seen this in any sitter. Maybe I didn't look carefully enough. In the harachamans, there's a special harachaman according to the kitzur.
They did in the White House. That's what they added.
They added?
What was the harachaman?
When Obama was campaigning to be president the year before. So he made a Pesach Seder with his staff.
Who?
Obama.
Oh, that's a Seder.
So he said, well, you know, a joke, whatever. So they told him at the end, they said, L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim. That was the end of the Seder. So that's what the Jewish aides told. That's what we said, L'shana haba. So Obama said, L'shana haba in the White House. And indeed, that's what he told him. Kitzas Nayagim, so here he says, where we have to be his special harachman. I have to look at the article, we have such a harachman. Vim harachman yishachlan b'racha meruba b'mokoyim halicha seinu uvimkoyim yeshiva seinu ad oilam. A special harachman should be said when a person is traveling.
They don't want you to say yishach
b'racha b'bayis. B'mokoyim, it's a guy, you don't want to say in the bracha. It's amazing halacha, but I don't think we have it in any of our sedurim. You've never seen this. Im oichlem yishel echad If one person is paying for the meal, one person provides the food, you can say Abal Ba'isa, the Imlav Yema Rachman Yvarch Oisanu, like what we do, say the Ayn Lael, Sev Simin Nem Dalad. Yiralf, Medina, Meikar Hadin, also Lelich, the Erev Shabbos, Yosem, Min Shalosh Parsos. You're not allowed to take a long trip on Shabbos, more than three Parsos. Bein Lebesoi, Bein Lemokoi Macher. Kidei Sheyuchlu Lahochin Tsarche Suda Shabbos Kiroi, period. Uve Medinos Elu Ein Nisharm Bezer, Bebe Sheroi, Bede Adam, Mechinim, Berevach. People have a lot of prepared backup, prepared just in case of an emergency, therefore we go on long trips Erev Shabbos. Umikol Makoim, Tsarich Kaladam, Lizor Me'oid, Sheikones, Leushpiza, Be'oid Hayom Gadol, Ki Harbe Chil Shabbos Bo Alidei Mashem, Mis Achanim. There are many horror stories that come when people travel too close to Shabbos. Lechain, I think the statistics are most snowstorms are on Friday. Is that a true? Really, it's not a joke. Most major snowstorms, do a study. Most major snowstorms happen on Friday. It's true. It's true. It's a fact. Google it. Google it. What's the pshat? It's always a nightmare for from people. Kihabi chilul Shabbos. And what's halacha? Let's say you get caught in a snowstorm. What's the halacha? 99% of the time, the psak halacha is keep on driving. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep on driving. Just keep on driving until you reach a safe place where you can stay for the rest of Shabbos. That's the halacha. On Mamish on Shabbos. Many stories like this. And that's the halacha.
Even if you're on the highway here in a big QE, you
keep on going.
Drive until you get to a safe neighborhood on Ocean Parkway or whatever it is until you park your car.
Keep on driving.
Did they get it when there was a bus going to Lakewood, I think, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, they keep on driving. Keep on driving.
If you're going to leave your car unlocked, in other words, you don't want to leave the key, whatever it is, then somebody, because I asked that in particular, then somebody else might take it for a joyride and steal the car, go for a joyride and hurt somebody else. So that goes under the category of being careful of
Ad kedei kach.
In other words, I asked that particular question because I wanted to know. I said I had a situation one time where
what's the problem? Why can't you mechanically close the locks?
No, I'm talking about people.
You don't have mechanical locks anymore. What mechanical locks? New cars they have mechanical locks? They don't exist anymore. Everything's electronic. You can't even get a car today.
I asked one time because I asked the Shaila. We had an accident. I had to drive myself to the hospital, and so I asked after I did it. I asked a Rav what I'm supposed to do. He said, "L'chayri, what you're supposed to do is drive to where you have to go, obviously, but not turn off the engine."
Right.
Because I'm going to leave the motor running and walk out of there and then on King's Highway, and then what's going to happen? I'm not going to find the car after that, and maybe it's some idiot who took the car for a joyride and killed somebody, because half the time that's what does happen. So he got back to me and said, you could take, you take
turn off the car
the best you can, but you could shut off the motor, lock the door, and go out.
There's a true story where a person was traveling on Shabbos on the bridge. This is years ago. This is like, I remember. And whether it was a George Washington Bridge or whether it was the Brooklyn Bridge, I don't know. Today they generally pull over on the side of the bridge. But a person pulled over. It was Shabbos. He pulled over on the side of the bridge. On the side of the bridge. And he walked home. And he left his car there. He came back Mitzvah Shabbos for his car. And the police said to him, and he says, there's a car. He says, you are the owner of the car. Do you know that we spent the whole Shabbos searching in the water? Professional divers? Divers? They had a team the whole Shabbos searching for his body. True story. Yeah.
Shlomo Kalbach was in California. He was going to the Shabbaton, and there was traffic on the highway, and it was like coming close. So half an hour before Shabbos, he told his driver, pull over to the side, I'm walking. And he started walking, and of course they have the helicopters, the traffic helicopters, and they see a rabbi, so they're walking with four or five people, so they find out and they broadcast him. This is the traffic, it's all screwed up and it's all backed up, and this rabbi is walking because he has to go for Shabbos. Suddenly other cars are pulling over to the side and they're joining him. At the end of time, by Shabbos, he had 200 people marching on the side of the highway, all came to the Shabbaton together with him.
Very interesting.
Well, Jewish, yeah, if he can do this, rabbi is willing to pull over and walk, we'll do it too.
Okay, let's finish up. Okay, ki gadol ki harbe. Let's just one more halacha. Let's finish up. Ki harbe chel Shabbos ba'al yedei Mashem esachim lechen yenizor b'loyd v'lo yisiseu hayetzer loymar. A person should not be misled by the yetzara to say od hayom gadol v'haderech toiv. Halacha yibayz mishu b'yom Shabbos chodesh b'molon v'yesh leimos. A person is on Shabbos in a motel and has money. Im yochel lehafkidon oy lehatznion osu lehachazikon b'kisoy shayin muksa. If you have a safe place to deposit the money, you're not allowed to keep it in your pocket because it's muksa. V'im misyarei shema yignivu mimenu yisperein erev Shabbos bebigdo. So you should, what's the spirit? To sew? To stitch it into your pocket. So if you have no choice, you can keep it in your pocket, but do not carry. Achim yesh locho shema machmazeh shenu yotzi mibeso yargishu sheyesh loimos v'yig zilun mimenu mutu lotzeis bochem kishen tefuros bebigdo. As long as it's sewn into your garment, if it's such a thing, then it's not called carrying because it's sewn, it becomes tuffle to the garment. Avlim hein b'kisoy, if they're loose in your pocket, b'chol inyon osur. Okay, these are complicated halachas, what to do. If you find this, maybe for another time, it will stop here and take a little break.